Gemara asks, famous Kasha, it says, Ba'Esther before Hesia Havoy. Esther was before Hesia. So all the Rishonim are bothered by a Kasha. Why does Gemara only ask the Kasha about before Hesia? Why doesn't it ask that it's give you a Arias? So Rashi learns here, Ba'Esther before Hesia Havoy, V'Nivellus Lov the Kachovim, V'Lomosu Nafshel the Katolim. Rashi seems to say, Pashta says, the Gemara says in Megillah, Tedvav Amid Aleph, that Esther was married to Mordechai, right? Atikabasa Labayas, on Tedvav Amid Aleph. So the Pashta says, Rashi here, Ramban also speaks out, is that this Sugis Cholek, that they were not married, and therefore the only Shaila is to be bald to a goy. And that's not Givi Arayas, but Fishitis Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam speaks that out in Ksubas of Gimel and Beis. And the Taisis here also says it beferish Maskavaha, that it's Kibias Behema. And the Pashtus is, the Birka Shai makes, I thought, a beautiful diuk here. Rashi says, Venifelis, he doesn't say that she was married. L'chura, she became married Achashverish for many, many years. Rabbam has a little Tzchatin Bam, is an Isser by Sharumus Oilum. The Pashtus is, Rashi is choylik on that because he doesn't say nischatein or that there was a nisuin. He says v'nivellus. So it could be that Rashi is choylik on that. Rambam says not, it was not a problem with nischatein bam either. Minchas Chinuch is ma'orer this as well. And therefore, according to Rashi, the sug is choylik and she wasn't married. And Bichlal is not a shiloh of Givi Arayis. Minchas Chinuch brings up, what about Kanayim Pogimbo? We know that there's a famous din Mishnah has later on in Pei Beis and Beis. Boil Aramis is Kanoim Pogimbo. And there's a major, major Mrova, the Rishonim, led by the Ramban here in the Mechamis, says that it's only said in one direction. With a Jewish man with a shiksa, like it has in Chumash, with Zimri and Cosby. And therefore, the kids are going to be Goyim the way we paskin, based on the Tanoim that the mothers Koveya, their religion. And therefore, Kenoyim Pongabo only works in one direction. Here it's Esther's Jewish woman going to Achashverosh, a non-Jewish man. The Pashtus says we're going like Rov Rishonim that don't hold as a problem of Kenoyim Pongabo. There is a Miud of Rishonim, the Rabbi Avraham HaGadol, quoted in the fourth parak in the Shulta Giburim in the Vomis, in the Mordechai. And the Ravid also has such a Shita. Reb Moshe claims also, Tosis in the end of the first parak of Yevamos claims that we say Kenoyim Pogimbo in the reverse direction as well. And you would say it even by Reb Avraham HaGadol's case was, I don't know if you know, there's a good friend of mine, I'm sure you all know him, Rabbi Avram Gordimer. He was a gabbai in the Beis Medrash for many years. You guys don't know him, everyone knows him. He's a very famous writer now, right? But he's a good friend of mine. Actually, he was our shadchan, but I used to call him Rabbi Avraham HaGadol, based on this Mordechai. But the case that Rabbi Avraham HaGadol had, I still call him Rabbi Avraham HaGadol. So the case was there was a Jewish man who was married, and halacha lemaisa, he died unfortunately without any kids, and she had Zika now. The problem is that the surviving brother had become a mumar. And maybe I'm dramatizing a little bit. If I'm not mistaken, he had become a big bishop or something like that. And Rabbi Avraham HaGadol paskin that she has no zika, she's free to get married. Because he said two chidushim. Number one, he said the guy's a goy, which is a chidush nifli. We learned earlier this year, mem dalim and aleph alpha bishachot Yisrael hu. But he claimed if you're involved in a avodah zarah, you can lose Kedushis Yisroel, which are Makairis for that. The Chassam Sofer writes in the Kedushim Hos Tefillin that the last off in the first Pirkei Avos, Hashem threw out the Aser Shvatim. They lost Kedushis Yisroel because they engaged in Avodah Zarah. So there could be Makairis for that. The Miri quotes Gaonim that a Mumer that comes back has to go to Mikveh. So it could be Avodah Zarah might be different, but nonetheless, he pointed out the guy, the bishop, now had become a Goy, and he says, I would never let them do Zikah Yibum, because why? Kenoyim Pogimbo, he says. So that's a case where the woman was Jewish and the guy was a goy, and he invokes Kenoyim Pogimbo. So that's the Shita in Rishonim, which I said is not the majority opinion, of course, but Lamaisa Minchas Chinuch Ma'orer that. So according to Rashi, the whole kasha doesn't start. So the Gemara asks its kasha. Esther is before Hesi Avoid. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. Amar Abai Esther Karka Olam Haisa Rav Amar Hanas Atzma Shiny. So let's start with Rava first. Pashup Shad is Taisus here and Taisus in Yuma. Pashtus says they're not arguing. The Balamor says that on the spot, that they're not arguing Abai the Rava. Pashup Shad, they're not arguing. That's what most of the Rishonim seem to say. The Kesef Mishnah, though, writes, as we'll get to, Biz Hashem, the Rambam never once mentions Karka Olam. And the Kesef Mishnah writes Beferish in Pirkei Ochos Yesodei HaTorah throughout his whole Mahalach, through Aleph, through Gimel, that the Rambam holds that Abai and Rava argue, and therefore we pass like Rava and Abaye, Karka Olam is not mentioned. So the Kesef Mishnah does say that Beferish, but as I said, most of the Pshatim, most Gedolei Rishonim, Gedolei Achronim hold that there is no Machlokes by Rava. Taisus holds that Klor, that this Yesod of Karka Olam is Mekubal by everyone. So, I want to just, let's begin with the Hanas Atzmo, focus more on the Karkolim, but just to begin on Hanas Atzmo Shiny. So, firstly, the Gemara goes on and says that the whole story with the Kvaki, the Dimoniki, Heichi Avinim Luhu, Dilo Tema Hochi, Hani Kvaki, the Dimoniki, Heichi Avinim Luhu, Hanas Atzmo Shiny, Hanas Atzmo Shiny. So, if you go through the Baal HaMor here, on the spot, the Baal HaMor here is in Yud Zayin Beis Daf Rif Dir Maskal Amar Abaye, Abaye Amar rather. And if you go through it well, I think he's being chozer bo, because the way it's normally said over is that he holds that Hanas Atzel was a p'tur not just by Gili Arayis, but also by Avodah Zarah, and that's how he learns this Gemara, Pashup Shad in the Gemara. By Kavaki Vidomoniki, that this was a Avodah Zarah, but the reason why it's okay is Hanas Atzmo Shiny. And if you learn like that, so the Ptur of Hanas Atzmo doesn't just apply to Gili Arayis, it applies to Avodah Zarah as well. But murder, he himself writes Beferish that it would not work. So that's within the first Mahalach of the Baal HaMor. And then if you look weiter in the Baal HaMor, I think he's Chozer Bo, because he says Beferish, he says Hanas Atzmo will only apply to Gili Arayis, it will not apply to Avodah Zarah and to murder. Okay, so those are the two Mahalchim. If you read it closely, I think the Baal HaMor is being Chozer Bo. But in the beginning, which is normally quoted from the Baal HaMor, that said over in the yeshivas, I think, that the Baal HaMor held Hanas Atzmo was not just a p'tur by Gili Arayis, but it also is a p'tur by Avodah Zarah, and that's how he learns up this Gemara. But if you learn weiter in the piece, he seems to say he says explicitly that there's no way Hanas Atzmo could be a p'tur by murder and by Avodah Zarah. So even in the first Mahalach, I don't think he would have fathomed Hanas Atzmo being a p'tur by murder. But that's what way the Baal HaMor learns. Now, it's interesting that the Ravid does quote the Baal HaMor, and the Chiddush Yeran quotes the Baal HaMor saying, amazing, that there would be a p'tur Hanas Atzmo even by murder as well. Even though the Baal HaMor doesn't say it himself, maybe they had a different gears than the Baal HaMor. But they write that himself, and they give a tzir. Chiddush Yeran has a tzir that If the non-Jew, the goy, has a feeling that there's a Jew threatening his life, and he comes up to another Jew and he says, if you don't kill the Jew that's threatening me, I'm going to kill you. So obviously he's doing for Hanas Atzmo, he's trying to save his own life. So he says that according to the Baal HaMor, it's amazing that you could hear Hanas Atzmo being a p'tur for Ritzicha. So as I said, the Baal HaMor himself doesn't say it, but the Ravid and Chushran do have such a Hechitimsa, or such a svara, that Hanas Atzmo could be a p'tur even within Ritzicha, which is an amazing chiddush. And the Ramban here, on that first Mahalach, if you assume Hanas Atzmo does apply to Gili Arayis and also Avodah Zarah, the Ramban has a taina, and the Ramban, taina is, and he says, not that way, he says we're dealing with Lifnei Iver here, and that's why it's Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Iver, Nisar Klali, and therefore since it's Nisar Klali, therefore Hanas Atzmo is a p'tur. But if it would be bona fide Avodah Zarah, of course Hanas Atzmo wouldn't be a p'tur. So he's cholik on the first Mahalach of the Baal HaMor, and that's the whole, obviously the Baal HaMor might be holding that Lifnei Iver is a lav prati, and therefore it's a din of Avodah Zarah. I don't even know if you have to say that, but that's the Baal HaMor that I wanted you to, if you get a chance, please look at it inside, go through it closely. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's being chozer bo. Okay. The Gemara has Vayter regarding just Anas Atzmo. It's interesting that the Gemara has a story later on with the Aspasta B'Shabbos a few lines later. And the Gemara says that if he's trying to Lavuri Milsa, then Halakha L'maisi kill him. But if he's trying to feed his animals, you have to let yourself be killed. But if he's just trying to feed his animals, then he's not doing it. He's doing L'Anas Atzmo. You don't have to let yourself be killed. So Tosis and Dimaskal Kotla Aspasta B'Shabbos Chiyusa Kule points out this Gemara Nivamas, and the Gemara Nivamas says that the fellow who was threatened to cook on Shabbos, and he didn't, and he was killed. So Tosfos says the guy wasn't a baki b'halacha, because min hadin he should have what? He shouldn't have given up his life. So it's interesting. First of all, two nakudas on this Tosfos. First of all, Tosfos' general shita is in Avodah Zarah, on Chav Zayin and Beis, on Nun Dalet and Aleph, that at any time there's a din of Yahavor Va'al Yahareg, if you want to be machman yourself, it's a great thing. You can machman yourself to do a Kiddush Hashem, and it's a recommended, it's a tremendous thing. Taisa says that in two places. Poshup Shat, this Taisa is being cholik on that, because, you know, if you're not supposed to give up your life, you shouldn't do it. And that's why Taisa says you're in a baki ba'alacha. It seems like this Taisa is cholik on those two Tosfos. That's the first Nakuda. Second Nakuda is that there is a Mishnah Melech in Pirkei, I believe it's Halacha Dalet, in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that points out from the Rabbeinu Yerucham that any time the Goy is doing it lahavir, Hanos Atzmo, Halacha Lamaisa. I want to read the. Let me just read the. Any time he's doing Hanos Atzmo, you don't have to give up your life. And then there's a machlokas if it's before Hesia, and somehow the Mishnah Melech understood that this Tosfos, the case there, was talking before Hesia. I don't know how he assumed like that, but he assumed that it was before Hesia. Even before Hesi, if the goy is doing it l'anas atzmo, there's a machlokes bach prisha. Is it improper to give up your life? So I want to just read the lashon in the Mishnah Melech, in Pirkei, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. It's really small here. He says, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Says im. Mechavin la'atzmo, asu la'achmer. Think Pasuk Maran, the Rabbeinu Yerucham. He says, yeah, does anyone have a bigger Rambam here? You have a bigger Rambam here? I'm sorry, I just, if you could have a bigger Rambam here, that would be great. Here, he quotes the case. He says, v'koshali, amai lo kamre v'rotz la'achmer al'atzmo. Oh, so he asked the kasha. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. He says like this. He says, for your achasan Ezra, right? Okay. So if you're a melech, he came to Shtamish b'melech, right? A Rabbeinu Shaposak, he says like this. Perakei alokha dalin. I don't know where it is. Here, here it is. Okay, I'm sorry. It's a different. He says, "Ra'itul Taisa Sof Pirik Ben Soramar Shekasuv Ayuv the Dishali Yavamis." Right? Shemalai Abaki Balachim and Idulai Lemisrav Koshali Amaylo Kamarutz Lachem Ratzal Fishi Tosam Arizim Mezubach. That's what we pointed out. The Yermikan Siatul Mashakasu Rabbeinu Yerucham Dimagoy Mechavin Lhanas Atzmo Asul Lachmir. The Goy's Mechavin Lhanas Atzmo Asul Lachmir. Anytime he's mechavin hanas atzmo, because of a shachsham b'shem abach, dafilu before hesia, ain rishai limsur atzmo. Came the ain agoy miskavin hanas atzmo, ava precious svirulei before hesia rishai. So there's a machloikis in a case where the goy is doing hanas atzmo. You're definitely there's taisus shita lemais in general is we point out the two tosim that you could be machmer. This taisus seems to be against that. So he wants a taina. No, maybe you could say the Rabbeinu Yerucham says if the goy is mechavin lanas atzmo, then even Tosfos generally says you could be machmir. Would say it's usher to be machmir halacha lamaisa when he's mechavin laatzmo. What about even for hesia? So the box says even for hesia, you're not allowed to give up yourself. And our Tosis is like the Bach. The Parishah says you're allowed to, but the Bach says you're not allowed to. So that's the second Nakuda I wanted to point out from the Tosfos is that Zemachlokes Bach Parishah Beforhesia, when the fellow is doing it La'nos Atzmo, are you allowed to be Machmer and die Al Pi Kiddush Hashem? So the Bach says you're not allowed to. So it seems like this ties a Raya Brura to the Bach Halacha L'Maisa. Okay, so that's the two Nakudas I wanted to mention here about Hanos Atz with the Balamor and the Shita of the Tisus with that Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, before we get to Karkolam, I wanted to just mention another Nakuda, the end of the Sugya, you know, the end of the Pirak, there's a Sugya with Libotina, and the Gemara has 2 days, was she an Asasish or was she a Pnuya? So I just wanted to point out that the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Avos has the concept of toldos by the Gimel Averis, and this is the example that he gives. You know, Ritzicha, he says, is Busha Barabim, Avodah Zorah, Zemes Rabim, Matzi Ashera, and then he says the example of toldos by Gila Reis is this sugya of Libatina. So I was just thinking, the Gemara has one day that she's an Eshashish, the other day is that she's a Pnuya. So the Gemara says, if she's a Pnuya, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, Mishum Pagam Mishpachet. Or the Gemara says, Kedish Lubin Yisrael Prutzes Barayas. Okay, which might be an Abbas Rai. But what's the Pshat Mishum Pagam Mishpachet? So I was thinking, I don't know, maybe it would be an issue of Busha Barabim also. So maybe Libatina could itself have been the example of a tolda of Ritzicha and a tolda of Gili Arayas and a tolda Ritzicha all in one. Rabbeinu Yonah obviously didn't hold that I was right because he gives you three different examples. But I was thinking it's a whole, the Chachma Shlomo discusses this whole din of Pagam Mishpacha, what's it all about, that should be the case. But maybe I was thinking it's like a type of Busha Barabim. Okay, now let's get back to the Abaye's answer and the answer of Karka Olam. So what does it mean, Karka Olam? So Tosfos in various places here, and our Tosfos here, and also in Psachim and Chafayim at Beis, and in Ksubis and Gimelim Beis, developed this theory that Karka Olam is a manifestation of Kum Vese and Shei Val Tase, a Maisa or a lack of a Maisa. And any time that you do a Maisa, then you're going to be a din of Yarag Val Yavar. If you're not going to be doing a Maisa, as Esther in this case was not being doing a Maisa, so therefore there's no din of Yarag Val Yavar. And he holds of the shtar. For example, the Gemara in Sochem and Chafayim Bey says, by the woman you say, Teharig Val Tavor. So he says, what's the case of Teharig Val Tavor? Isn't there a din Karak Olam? So he says, no, I can give you a case where the woman's doing a Maisa. If the woman's doing a Maisa, where you take a gun to her head and says, bring the man upon her, so then that would be a Maisa, that would be a din of Yarag Val Yavor. And conversely, Tosa says in Yevamis, on Nun Gimel and Beis, that if the man is already has Miskasha for his wife, and they push him on Mamaisa and Eshashish, so he didn't do a Maisa. So therefore that man, you would not say Yarag Val Yavor. To that degree, Tosfos holds it's a Maisa, not a Maisa. And he plugs it in by both a man and woman. And that's what Tosfos says in Ksubis. That's why the Gemara was able to say, Ledrish Ludon Ashari, because the fact is the woman is Karka Olam, because she's not doing a Maisa. So that's the way Tosfos takes this to a very, very, very strong extreme. And he holds that it's the Yesod, everyone holds of, Rava holds of it as well, and he holds of it stark. Now, you have to point out, you mean to tell me a woman can never be over Eishasish? Chas v'shalom. You know what I mean? Anytime she, let's see, she's not a baratza. Why don't you say she's Karka Olam and she shouldn't be chayev? That's a ridiculous point to say, because the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Lama Beis and Beis, it says the Nikrasu out of Foshos, both the man and woman. And the way Taisa says it is the Hana that she gets is Kemaisa. We're talking in the Serena where she's doing it under duress and when she's bonus. So therefore, Lamaisa, that's not a problem when she's doing a Baratza. But anytime she's under duress, Taisa says it's all a manifestation of a Maisa vis-a-vis the man, vis-a-vis the woman as well, Halach Lamaisa. And therefore, Tosa says in Psachim and Chafayim and Beis, he says, if you have the case where you're threatened, you're on top of a roof, and they're going to use you as a bullet to land on a baby, and you're going to survive, and the baby's going to get killed. So Tosa says, obviously, you're not doing the murder in a manner of Kum Vese, and therefore he says, you wouldn't say Yarav Al Yavar. That's Tosa's Shita in the different place in Shas to the way he understands this din of Karka Olam. And the Pasha says, the Ramah quotes Karka Olam and Kufnun Zion. Beis Yosef says it B'Shem Tyson, the Chiddush Aran. But the Mechaber never once mentions this concept of Karka Olam ever. He never mentions it. And as I said before, the Rambam never mentions it as well. Now, the Chazon Ish writes in the back of the Reb Chaim that, you know, this whole concept that Karka Olam gets you out of Givi Arayis, which is what the theory of the Rivam answers, why the Gemara didn't ask about Vaha Givi Arayis Haveh, because it was a Karka Olam. He points out, the Chazon Ish, that, you know, that's from the Rishonim. The Rambam only quotes Dinim that are the Furish in the Gemara, but the Rambam held of it as well. Just want to note, the Kesef Mishnah, who is the Mechaber, writes Beferish on the Rambam that the Rambam didn't hold of it. They held as a Machlek Zabai Varav, and he didn't hold of it. Chazon Ish is trying to be matzdik why the Rambam holds of it against Reb Chaim, as we'll see. But he says the Rambam doesn't quote Dinim that the Rishonim were Mechadish, only Dinim and Mefurshim Shas, but the Kesef Mishnah says often Ort. And that's the Mechaber. So when the Mechaber's Mashmit Karkom, I think he meant this Ashmata, that Itaka didn't hold of it, perhaps. Beis Yosef does quote Taisus in the Ran, but he himself doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch. So that's Taisus' Havana of Karkolim, that it's totally on a Maisa. If you're a Maisa, you have to Yarva Yabra. If there is no Maisa, that's what Karkolim is. And that could be vis-a-vis the man and a woman as well. So as I said, if you open up the Rambam, as I said, never mentions Karkolim. So it could be, and what does that mean, the fact that he doesn't mention Karka Olam? So it could be the Tosefos Yom HaKippurim in Yuma and Daf Pei Beis says the fact that the Rambam did not mention it conveys that the Rambam would be chole, which is a tremendous chiddush, which is against what Reb Chaim says in the bullet case, where you threaten to push the guy off the roof and he'll fall on the baby. The Rambam would say Yarag v'Yabar in that case. That's what the Tosefos Yom HaKippurim says. Because the Rambam leaves out Karka Olam. So therefore, just like Halacha L'maisa Givi Arayis, you would be Chayiv, because Karka Olam is not a Ptur, so too in a passive way, Ritzicha, you would be Chayiv as well. And the truth is, the Or Gadol makes a very beautiful Ha'ara. The Or Gadol makes a beautiful Ha'ara. He says, he thinks it's an Issa Ritzicha, this case, because if you would be threatened, Poshup Shot, if you would be threatened, if it would be an issue of Kiddush Hashem, Halacha L'maisa, what would be the din? The din might be that it's Aser. That's what the Rabbein Yeruchim says. The Rabbein Yeruchim writes in that bullet case, if you're in front of 10 people and it's a Shiloh of Chil Hashem, you'd have to let yourself be killed. If you have to let yourself be killed, Rabbein Yeruchim writes, so the Ragodol says, you see from that there is an Issur Tzicha. Otherwise, if there'd be no Issur Tzicha, what kind of Chil Hashem is there? So it could be Lamaisa that there might be a reading in the Rambam, which is an extreme reading, the fact that the Rambam left out Karka Olam, maybe the Rambam would be cholek on that bullet case and would say Yarag Vayavar in that case. Al pi din. But as I said, Reb Chaim assumes not that way. And Reb Chaim says that in that case of the bullet case, the Rambam would agree that you don't have to let yourself be killed in that case, because that's not even Issur Ritzicha. That's what he writes. It's not an Issur Ritzicha. It's not that it's an Issur Tzicha, but Shev Altas, it's not even Issur Tzicha. That's what he wants to claim. You'd have to dig up some type of scenario where there'd be an Issur Tzicha, but Shev Altas. It's hard to think of a case. Maybe, I don't know, if you're on a boat, and because there's a few guys and you're heavy, because one of the guys is obese, and therefore he's causing the boat maybe to sink. So maybe if you dig up a case of Ritzicha, but Shev Altas, then Reb Chaim would say, Yarag v'Yavar. But this bullet case, it's not even a Maaser Ritzicha. You're the bullet. So it could be Al Pidin, he would agree, he says the Ram would agree to the Taisis, but in Chanami, the Ram doesn't hold of this din of what? This Allah of Karka Olam. But that's what the Reb Chaim wants to develop shot in the Rambam, and the Chazon Ish claims not that way. The Chazon Ish claims that the Rambam does hold of Karka Olam, as I said before, and the fact that he doesn't mention it is no raya, because it wasn't din of Mefurish in the Gemara. And he, Reb Chaim, the Chazon Ish holds clear against Reb Chaim that the Rambam does hold of this concept of Karka Olam. It's interesting that that Nakuti argues on the Rambam, on Reb Chaim in the Chazon Ish. Again, the Reb Chaim said that the Rambam does hold of, the Reb Chaim said the Rambam does not hold of Karka Olam. And the Chazon Ish said he does. That's one nekuda. And the other nekuda the Chazon Ish argues on in the Gilyonis is that the Reb Chaim took it as a Devar Pasha, then in the Bullet case, that's not even Nisra Tzicha. On that nekuda, Chazon Ish argues too. He says that it is. It is considered to be a Nisra Tzicha. He says if you're blown off the roof and you damage something, when you fall off the roof, the Gemara is above a Kam or Chayiv. So do if you're thrown off. He's not machalik. He says you also would be chayiv. So I want you to, he really schoilek on this Reb Chaim from top to bottom. On the Nekuda, the Reb Chaim postulates in the Ram doesn't hold of Karka Olam. Chazon Ish says he holds of it. And then on the Nekuda, the Reb Chaim held up his Svara that the Bullet case is not even a Sretzich. He says it is a Sretzich. So it's interesting that from top to bottom, they argue on this Nekuda in the Rambam. But what's interesting is that if you take it a step further, the Rambam has the case, and this the Kesef Mishnah has as well, that even though we know the makor of Yarav al Yavor by Ritzich is as far as my chazis, you know, that your blood is redder than the other fellow, and Gilei Arayis is the hekesh to Ritzich, and Avodah Zarah has the Pasukim Kol Modecha, the three different makoros, but it could be if you can develop cases by Ritzich where my chazis does not apply, where you'll still say Yarav al Yavor. So, it could be that there is a Tosefta in Trumas, the Rama quotes in Reish Lakish's Masber, there's a group of guys, a Sia, a group of people, and they want one of them, and if they don't give, if you don't give one of them, they'll kill them all, including that guy. So then you don't have my chazas, because that guy's going to get killed anyway with everyone else. Still the Rama says the halacha is everyone's got to die. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what's going on? There's no my chazas there. So you see the Ram holds that there's a din, that there's no din pikuach nefesh when it comes to Ritzicha. Even if when my chazis doesn't apply, there was a Kabbalah from the Chazal, that there's no din pikuach nefesh by Ritzicha. And he quotes that din. So if that's the case, that Kesef Misha says that beferish. So you see that the Ramam held Yarag Val Yavor, Lamaisa, based on this like new type of Kabbalah of Chazal, that's what he said, there was no din pikuach nefesh. And therefore it comes out that you would say in that case, and that would explain the Bullet case as well, perhaps, like that Tosef Yom Kippurim, why in fact Halacha Lamaisa, even though in that Bullet case, you know, Maichaz is really the reverse way, but at least to say that even though there's no Maichaz, you still would say Yarav al Yavar by the Dinim of Ritzichim. You could be Mechal again between the case between the guy falls down by the wind and he's pushed down, but as I said, the Chazon Ish is not machal between those, between that case, and that's why he says that the Bullet case is an Nisra Tzicha. Okay, so that's the Svara, that's the Mahalach Lamais in the Rambam of Karkolam. I do want to mention also the Ramban and the Ritva's Svara of what Karkolam is as well, which is very, very Mechudish, but Karkolam, according to them, is as follows. The Ramban says it here in the Ritva and Ksubas Daf Gimel, that the Goy, even if she tries to fight, the guy, the goy would end up being boel her anyway. So there's no point, lamaisa, in dying, al kiddush Hashem. That's what karkolam means. It's a very interesting svara. In other words, at the end of the day, the goy is, if even if she would fight lamaisa, the goy would keep her alive and try to be boel her and maybe even kill her afterwards. It's not really clear. You could say that. Chishiran, I think, seems to say that he would keep her alive to try, I guess, to be boel or viter. But lamaisa, that's how they want to take karkolam. Karkolam means that it wouldn't help because Lamaisa, he would what? If she would put up a fight, he would end up being bowler anyway. So it's like a fruitless battle. That's what Ramban's a big chiddush. Lamaisa, that the big chiddush is that even if she you know does it Lamaisa, even if she doesn't put up the battle, what she's doing is not a problem. It's like, you know, it's since it's efshur that she could fight and it would be fruitless, so even if she doesn't fight, it's okay. It's a chiddush svara, I thought. But that's what the Ramban and the Ritva's pshat of Karka Olam is. Okay, and then I want to just close with one more nekuda, and then we'll close with the Gemara and Bava Metzia. But just want to point out, through this whole discussion, you know, misrapin the halach is, you know, the Rambam writes, in any of these dinim of Yarav al Yavar, if you do it, you know, you're not an onish. There's no onish because it's an onus. But misrapin, there is an onish of mitzvah. If you would have refuah through any of these gimel of eris, so that's considered to be baratzon, and you would have an onish with edim and asra, you would be killed. So the pashtus is, the Rosh Hameach says, when you're doing it for refu, you're doing it for ratzah, it's not an onus anymore. So therefore, you would be punished for it. Okay. Could be this whole discussion that we've discussed with the Reb Chaim might depend upon how to read the Gemara Bava Metzia and Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara has in Bava Metzia and Samach Beis Amud Aleph a machloistim dem Tura and the Chacham and Rebbe Kiva. You have two guys going in a desert, and one of them has a canteen, the other one doesn't. So what do you do? So the Tura says you split it, and they both die. And Rebbe Kiva says makes a drasha chayachecha imach chayecha kodman, and therefore you keep your canteen, and that's the din. So it's very interesting that it's an explicit machlois from Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim that we said in the Minchas Chinuch, because Reb Chaim predicates, even though in the piece he has two mahalachim, if you look at the Reb Chaim inside, but we're going with the second mahalach the whole time. First mahalach is a little bit different, I think. But the Reb Chaim predicates his whole mahalach based on this Yerushalmi, based on this Bavli. What is the Gemara says? If it wasn't for the drasha chayecha kodman, you would be killing the fellow b'shev al taseh and not giving the other guy your canteen. That's ritzicha b'shev al taseh. Isn't that karka olam? And the din is you'd have to let yourself be killed. Allah halamai. You're not allowed to do that. If it wasn't for the drasha of chayecha kodman, you would have to split it, whatever. You wouldn't be able to save your life. Because by you drinking your canteen, you're killing the fellow in a manner of shev al taseh. That's exactly what Reb Chaim says. That's why there's no p'tur of karka olam. That's where the Rambam got it from. If it wasn't for the drasha of chayecha kodman. That's Reb Chaim's whole chiddush. So the Minchas Chinuch says beferish. It's amazing. I don't know how many machlokes you find Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim, but this is beferish. Reis Sadi Vav Oschav Gimel. Minchas Chinuch says pum fakir. The Minchas Chinuch says from the prosek of chayecha kodman, you see halacha lamaisa that there is no such din of ritzicha in the form of karkol. Reb Chaim says if it wasn't for the prosek, so we have this din. Minchas Chinuch says the pasuk teaches you that that's not the case. There is no din of Yarag Val Yaver in the Shev Al Taseh form in Karkolim. And that's the Minchas Chinuch assumes Beferish. So it's explicit machlekes Minchas Chinuch Reb Chaim how to interpret the Gemara. But both Reb Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch, even though they argue Mikotze Lekotze, they're both agreeing upon that the Sugi is talking Shev Al Taseh. So Reb Moshe, the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Ozer Chelik Beis Simin Ted Zayin and Sifkot Nehei Al Sifkot Nehei and Igros Moishin Yordei Chelik Al Simin Kuf Mem Hei both argue. Amazing. They both argue on this Mitzvah Sinuch Reb Chaim. And they both say, what are you talking about? This is not a case of Shev Al Taseh. This is not a case of plugging like Karka Olam. This is Kum Vaseh. Because the halacha is that you're allowed to what? You're allowed to be goals of Mamon Shechavero to save your life. So even though it's your canteen, but the guy has the right to take your canteen just as well. Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach Beis, we say it's you're allowed to save. Right? Maklis Rashi Taisus. Taisus Rashi says Asalatzel Atzma Monoshech Aveiro. It's like Gezel's the fourth Aveiro. It's like Yarag Val Yaver. Taisus Chas V'Shalom. Taisus means you don't have to pay the fellow back, but of course you could steal the guy. You could steal from the guy to save your life. Achlegis Rashi Taisus Baba Kama on Samach on the base. So we assume usually like Taisus. So what do you mean? It's my canteen, but that guy can steal it to save his life. By me drinking my canteen in quotes, because the guy can really take it, that's an act of kumvesa. Both Achiezer and Reb Moshe say like this. The whole Achlegis Rashi Taisus Baba Kama is assuming that that case is Shev Al Taseh, which is a right arm mahalach of Karkolim. The question is which direction you're going to go. But they say it's not a Bechlau that. It's kumvese. Because by you drinking your canteen in quotes, like I said in quotes, because not really, I mean, it's just as much as his, because he could save his life as well. That's kumvese. And that's why you need to dig up the drasha to allow Chayecha Kodman to say that it's okay. So if you look in the Chazon Ish, in that Gemara, in Bamitzin Kutim, he says an amazing thing. So we had two nekudas that the Chazon Ish was cholik on Reb Chaim, but here he would save Reb Chaim. It's a third nekuda. Here he saves Reb Chaim in the Minchas. Why did they assume it's Shev Al Taseh? Because he says back to Reb Moshe, Achiezer and Reb Moshe, he says, what are you talking about? Al Pi Din, Halacha L'Maisa, what do you mean? If that guy steals my canteen, He's going to kill me. It's not just choshen mishpat gzeila. It's pikuach nefesh. By his stealing my canteen, he's killing me. So he's being matzal himself. It's not just stam gzeila. So mehecha tesi that it's his right is just as much as me. His right is not just as much as me. Because by him taking, he's killing me. So memeila, that puts it back into the category. No, it is takasheh v'altas. Okay, you have the minchas sinuch, Reb Chaim, how to deal with the pasuk. Machlaikis l'maisa, is the drasha teach you like the minchas sinuch, or is it without the pasuk? But the Chazon Ish, that's on this nekuda, the Chazon Ish is being matzlik, Reb Chaim. And the minchas sinuch. So it comes out l'maisa, plus the fact there's a netziv that says on the whole Gemara that Ben Ptura only said what he said because it was a chash. It was a vadai that the guy is going to die. So for sure, Ben Ptura would agree with Rabbi Kiva. It's only a chash. And also, I think the Chazon Ish writes in the Gilyonos himself on that Gemara. In the Gilyonos on Reb Chaim, he points out that it's a chayishah, Ben Ptura is saying. So for chayishah, you don't know, maybe you'll be saved. So maybe you could reject that Gemara as well. But so that's the mahalach I wanted to discuss about Esther being karka olam like Abaye, or Rava being a nasatz moshaini. But lamaisa, it has a lot of ramifications. But it could very well be that the Ramah quotes karka olam, but the Machaber's mashmid and the way the Kesef Mishnah says it, the Ram took it very seriously. So it could very well be that maybe there is no such tour, and maybe you would say taka like Reb Chaim Ledina, and be a machloikis lamaisa Reb Chaim Ledina against the Minchas Chinuch. What we say, and the response to Reb Chaim Moizer and Reb Moshe would be the Nekuda Chazon Ish to save the Reb Chaim on that Nekuda. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.